Everyone would like to experience wholeness in their spirit, mind, and body. But does everyone have the interest in speaking of wholeness in their spirit, mind, and body enough to change the cause that they have put into motion for themselves over their lifetime? This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Many people look at affirmations and statements of truth as something that is really not important. However, it's the most important thing we can ever have in our life. Consider the fact that when you say I'm happy, you look happy. When you say I'm sad, you look sad. It's a very simple, very easy way to look at things, and it's the way it's done. Can you say to yourself, I live in my eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I live in my eternally perfect spirit, mind, and body. Don't forget the ideal now. I live in my eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I live in my eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I live in my eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body. Now, as I say this for myself, I am planting in my consciousness the idea that I have a perfect, ideal, spirit, mind, and body. That my body is perfect. That every organ, action, and function of my body is now doing its perfect and wonderful thing. I speak my word that I live in my ideal, perfect, spirit, mind, and body. I speak my word that that's the only thought that I have in my consciousness. And you know, the only thought that we have in our consciousness, it is what takes place in our life experience. No matter what we are experiencing right now, it doesn't matter. We may have ill health, we may have a lack of abundance, we may have poor relationships, we may have 100 possible things. But the moment we start saying to ourselves, I live in my eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body. Spirit, mind, and body. We are putting a cause in motion that brings us wonderful results. We're putting a cause in motion that functions every time perfectly, wonderfully, beautifully. Now, the only question is, are we going to play the game that we are not perfect, or are we going to play the game that we are perfect? Which game do you want to play? I know the game I want to play. I want to play the game that I'm whole and perfect. I want to play the game that I live in my body, which is a temple of the living God, and every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I want to play the game that everything I do, all the years of my life, as long as I intend to stay on this planet Earth, I am living in my perfect ideal body. That's what I want to say. That's what I repeat to myself constantly as I think of it every moment of the day. As I live in my day, I look at my world around me and I see perfect people because I am perfect. I see happy people because I am happy. I see hearty people. I see joyous people. I see people who are abundant because I am happy, hearted, joyous, and abundant. Is this the goal you have for yourself? I know I do for myself. And so I say to myself, I live in my eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I live in my eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I live in my eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I put that cause in motion, and that is the cause that brings the result that I want for the effect in my life. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. You may call toll-free 1-888-463-8654 for exciting information covering your healing needs. When you call 1-888-463-8654, you may ask for personal prayer treatment from the practitioner that answers your call right at the moment you call 1-888-463-8654. Now, of course, if you say to yourself, I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body, you won't have to call. I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body. You are perfect. I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body, now and forevermore. This is the way I see myself and my wonderful beloved beings. This is how I see you. I love you.